Blog Talk Radio. Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing us with that beautiful, beautiful rendition. Ah, you are holy. You are so holy. Worthy is the Lamb. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for blessing us here at Solar Records Radio, to all the listeners May God bless you and be with you, sweethearts. May God bless your soul and your presence. May God love you the way that you need to be loved. May God be there for you in any way that he can. For God is good and he loves you right where you are. So we're just praying for you. We're just praying that you're good and you're well. And, oh, God, thank you so much for just loving us and treating us as if we were your children. Thank you, God. We love you so much for that. We ask that you bless our show today. Let it be a blessing. Let it lift it not but one person up, Father. Please allow that to happen in your son's name today. We thank you for everything that you do. We thank you for our amazing service today at church. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to go and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you for just everything that you did. Everything that you did for us today. You kept us throughout the night. You kept us awake, and so we love you and we appreciate you. We're so grateful for you, and we thank you for everything in your son's mighty name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Gayla?
Yes, darling.
How are you, Gayla?
I am great. Just got back from church. Wonderful service. Wonderful music. With wonderful drumming by you, my husband.
Well, thank you. So I want you to read the, this is Psalms 1, right?
Yes, it is. And is it okay if I tell you just a little bit about Psalms? Because Psalms is such a unique book of the Bible. It's okay? Okay, well, you know, the date and authorship of the book of Psalms is very unique. And the fact that some of the authors are known and others are not, and the dates even of the putting together and the composition of the all the different Psalms range all the way from Moses to the period of the exile and then shortly thereafter, which we think of as being about 1400 to 500 B.C. And 73 of the chapters are kind of ascribed to David, and 2 to Solomon, and 1 each to Ethan and Hermon, and 1 to Moses, and 23 to Levitical clans of Asaph. So it still leaves some that they don't know and they're challenged. But it's very interesting about the characteristics of Psalms because it really varies deeply and widely in its purpose. And they've kind of categorized about 8 different categories of Psalms, from personal Psalms to prayer Psalms to, I never can pronounce this word, liturgical Psalms, historical Psalms, praise Psalms, penitential Psalms, messianic Psalms, and Psalms that just exalt the majesty and might of God. And some of them fit just clearly to one of those particular categories, but there are other chapters that fit into several categories. It really has been a book of the Bible that's placed a very unique place in the hearts of all believers. There's all kinds of a range of human emotions that you go from heavenly praises to, just petitions for God that actually smite the enemy. And some of them are even spoken by Christ. I didn't realize this, honey, but even Christ spoke one of the Psalms on Calvary, and it's found in the Psalms, and it says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And nowhere in any of the scripture has any other sinner more eloquently written, I think, his emotions. And it is just really interesting because I never knew that that particular statement of Christ as he was dying on the cross really came from Psalms. It's very interesting. And it not only praises the Creator, it also explores nature with respect to the whole universe and to its occupants, the heavens, the earth, the sea, all kinds of animals, exodus from Egypt. It just speaks about human beings and all kinds of social relationships. So it is a wonderful, wonderful book to read. And you've asked me this time just to read book one. And the first chapter of Psalms, Psalms 1, is actually only 6 verses. And it really breaks it apart from 3-3, the happiness of the godly and the misery of the wicked. And it starts off as, happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of waters, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Amen.
So those 6 short verses, they say so much.
Yes. And I want to say thank you for reading that and explaining it and breaking it down to us. We appreciate you, and we love you for that. Thank you so much.
We love all those people who are out there listening. So thank you for listening to the show today. And thank you to my husband for providing it.
Amen. All right, so we're going to get into this show here. And I want to play a song that when I got home today, it was playing. My wife had the radio going, and when I got here, the song was playing. I was like, "Who is that? Who is that?" And so I worked at it, and then I found out who it was. So I want to play the song for you because it says that you've already won. Is the name of the song. And so it's a beautiful song that I think that it really, really kind of will lift your spirit and bless you in the moment. So I want you to meditate on what we're meditating on now. Then I want you to listen to the song. Okay, so just meditate with us right now here. I want you to meditate on Christ. I want you to just call him, tell him you love him, let him, you know, bless you right where you are. And we're going to go into the other song. All right? So come on with me and do this. We love you. Thank you, Dr. Gayla Mess.
Thank you. my help. He'll fix my heart on Jesus Christ. I'll say that in His will.
Power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. Say, the Lord our God. He is wonderful. We're the altos. Come on, altos. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. The Lord our God. That is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the tenors, come on. The voice of victory. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious. Make it glorious.
Such great music. We are so blessed because of you, my Heavenly Father. Thank you, Dr. Gayla Massey, for coming on and reading that Psalms 1, and what a blessing it is. And thanks to my buddy Greg for putting out flyers together and just everything he does. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate you very much, my brother. And, you know, God is good, man, all the time, and all the time God is good. And so, guys, we're just going to praise him. We're going to lift our Holy Spirit. We're going to lift up our name, his name, as I'm time. What's wrong with my words today? We're going to lift up his name and we're going to praise God as he loves us so much and we need to return our love to him. So come on, guys, let's do this right here and right now on Solar Records Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Shall come through thee, O Israel.
Oh, these are some things, I tell you. God is so good with his gifts. He's so awesome with his gifts, and he's blessed so many of us so many times. And so with that being said, let's just say a closing prayer and get ready to get out of here. And I just pray that you guys all have a blessed day and you know, for the rest of the weekend, and just a wonderful week. So let's just ask God for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, in your son's name. And we're just asking if you would just bless our week, Father. Please guide our steps. Please help us to do the right thing and say the right thing and be in the right places, Father. Please help us to be able to bless someone who may need it, Father, who we don't even have to know that they need it. We don't even have to know that we're blessing them, but put our hearts in the right place to do that for you. For your name's sake, Father, we just want to be a part of your movement. We love you so much, and we appreciate everything that you do. We just, you know, Father, we're just asking if you would just hear our prayers, if you would just listen to us as we call on your mighty name, and we ask you to just heal our bodies, heal our hearts, heal our souls, heal anything that needs to be healed inside of us, Father, so that we can be the best that we can be for you. We love you so much, and we want to do the right thing, and sometimes we fall short. So, Father, as we're falling short, we're reaching up to you, and we're asking you to pull us right up, Father, so we can be so much closer to you. We thank you so much for everything, and we ask all our blessings in your mighty son's name, in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. So we're going to go now, and then we're going to go and just praise God and just have a good time and enjoy your weekend, okay? Y'all take care of each other and keep praying for people that are at war. And if we're at war, we got to get out of it. All right? So let's do that. In Jesus' mighty name, we love you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope and no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in when death was arrested. My life begins. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, oh, your grace so free washes over. Darkness rejoices though heaven had no.